Le réveil de Grossberg.
Shinpei base. C base. So the yisod is one yid is unlikely to live between goyim, and therefore one yid between goyim doesn't have to do schius. Two yidin, which have to make an eruv, then the goyim aser until they do schius from the goyim, which we'll learn later how you do it. We had before, if you have a chotzer, and in the chotzer you have a few people, and one of them forgot to make an eruv, so that one, there's either one's mevatel to the rest, or all of the others can be mevatel to him, even if there's no eruv at all. All of them can be mevatel to the one person, and then, although they can't carry, that one person can carry. So you're going to have one person, ke'ilu, owning the whole area. So the shayla in the Gemara then, if you've only got one person, so then even though there's a goy as well, you don't need to make schiros because you've only got one person. You got five people. One's a goy, four are yidden. They didn't make an eruv, so three were mevatel to the one. The din is one, that one, mevatel to the one. So one, so the state, afapiken, it's not good. Because people will stop making eruvin, so the Gemara says it's not good. So the mechaber base. In bitlo Yisraelim mishus le'echad mehem kedei sheyichoshev kiyichidi eitzel ein Yehudi. So now you think he will be called one legab all the other goyim, because only one person. One person. If you tak have only one person, you don't need to do schirus. Ein amoil. It doesn't help. So the mishabur base le'echad mehem. She al kol. What you gain? You'll gain al kol ponim hu mutal tatal vehem yirasuin. Because he becomes a reich, he becomes a visitor. They can't, because they can't carry. Abul Masa, they can't become visitors. Al kol ponim you'll gain that at least he can carry. But that's hilchas bittel. But now we have keilu one owner, one yid living here, and all the rest are just like you have one house with a yid with a lot of family, is one yid. So it's also like that. So you would have thought you don't need to do schiras from the goy or the goyim. No, ain't a moil. Dim kain, but talta teres erev moisomovi, shalor yisach el yiske klav, yuchle tome levatl, vishke teres erev. You start forgetting yuchas erev and you do a bittel and you won't do schiras. Kitsa, bittel is a emergency idea, ke'elu, and it doesn't help you for all the other dinim that come out to say it's one yid. Sif gimel. Sif gimel is a wichtige sif like this. We said the whole time, Yid and a goy living together in a chotzer. Let's make our chotzer over here. We have a chotzer over here. And we have a few yid and a goy living together. The yid made the eruv, and from the goyim we do the schiras, because they are one to carry in the chotzer, and the chotzer belongs or is frequented and used by all the houses around it. But let's say if you have a chotzer which is only yid. Let's look at that chotzer over there, see you'll close, right? Only yid. And let's imagine there's the old age home is only goyim. Let's imagine. Right? So then they want to carry, so we have a whole load of yidin, and they want to now carry also into Beanstalk House, the old age home next to it. So they want to carry into there as well. So the din is, as if you say to Mechaber, they can just carry there, they don't need to do schius. Why don't they need schius? You've got a lot of yidin, a lot of goyim, they had to make an eruv together, why don't they need schius? Reason is, the whole reason of schius is that you shouldn't come to be have shaykhus with a goyim. So that only when you have, they all, it's only when you have a rishus mishutefes. When you have a chotzer which taka belongs to all of them, or is taka frequented by all of them, they all have the houses to it, then there's a problem. Oh, but these rishonim hold, or some mechaber holds like that, that they've got their access to the street over there. They've got access to the street over here. So then, we built Dius Akam's be'emes loishma diva. There's no reason to do anything but Dius Akam. It's only because the Chum were frightened, so they said you have to make schius. Oh, but that's only when you tuck it together. I'm not together. He goes to his. And this would be very negaya stamazoi. The mechabas case is always with a chutz, with a few houses. But this is negaya for, let's say, you have a yid, like we live today, a yid, a goy, and a yid. Let's imagine. Yid, a goy, and a yid. So, as far as you're concerned, the goy is rishus, each one has their access to rishus rabim. So, bezoi, let's miss that yid out a minute. So, bezoi, you have a goy, a neighbor. So, you can carry in the goy's house. Come to this. Why? Because we haven't got drisus a regal on each other. This is my house, it's your house. Aber, so bezoi, I don't need schirus. I can carry into his house. So, do rishonim and choylik, and they hold that as long as you have a pesach or a chaloin. Now, this het is only when you tackle, there's a wall between them. So, wall between them, you can take something out of your house if you really want and throw it over the wall. But if you tackle a chaloin, you tackle a pesach, then you do have shaykhus with a goy. And that shaykhus is enough to say you have to do schirus. Aber im chabashet nishazot. Mishabuya says, come out, you don't have to pass like that. Sifkim. Im ein lein yudi dris regel al Yisraelim, if he hasn't got the way that his walk going through the same chutz as the Yidin, ein oisa, he doesn't ask it. Kegoy. Shtei chatzeus hapsuchen zu lezul. That means this mechab holds, even if they do have a Pesach, like over here, they've got a Pesach between each other. Aber, ve ein lein dris regel zeh al zeh, they've got a Pesach, but that's not their way that they go into the movie, into the street. Ube chatze echad doin yudi. In one of them lives goyim. So the case I said before, anyway you don't, because you live on your own, and the goy lives next door, is only one yid and one goy. But the chiddush will be, even if you have another yid living over there, bottom of the bialocha says, you've got another yid living over there, so you've got yid, goy, yid, but all of them have their own answers to the street, so you can go and carry with the Erev to the other Yid without Schirus, because the guy doesn't matter, because no one's got really Drisus Rebbe. The guy's very kind, he lets you walk through if you really want to. Here's Rishus Rebbe, you can't carry in the street, so you'll make an Erev with your neighbor through the guy's Rishus. Why not? Are you making an Erev? You're making an Erev, you've got two yidin, you've got a goy, you need schirus, you don't need schirus. Because we hold, even if you've got a Pesach to the goy, it doesn't matter. So the Mishnah Berurah, Psucho Zerazu, Bechaloinoi bePesach, Ve'ein lehem dris tzoregel, Dehainu she'einom zu lifnim bezu, Elezu betzad zu, Pischeim lemovi, they're opening to a different place, Machnisen umoitzien mechot zu, Goetzeleime, Kelim she'shovsu, obviously in the chotze, Yelal keim shovsu bechotze, even keim shovsu bebotayim, Umayri, obviously, Shai Yisrael, Uvi Beinem, because they can't carry otherwise from house from Yid to Yid. The Beloizel, so they got their, this is the, like we said over here, they've got their big Eruv together, and then they got a gate to a Goyish house, so the Goyish house comes with the Eruv as well. Der Chaloin, Afili Limata Masor Tfochem, that means not like the other shittas that say you have to have a wall between them. Even if you've got an opening, but it's not frequently used by the goy to use to walk through. Let's come back to this case and let's imagine that place where you walk through to get to see the clothes is also the access to that chotzer over there. Right, it's not a good motion. No, let's change it. Let's make it the olden times. You had a movi. That's not so good. You had a movi over here, and you had chatzeros around it. Let's make one chotzer there, and one chotzer over here. Right? So, this chotzer, and this chotzer, this is a yiddish chotzer, and it's a goyish chotzer. So, we just said, l'chayra, to carry from there to there, they can include that together. Yeah, that's what we said. You can carry from there to there, from the chotzer to the chotzer, pashtus, you can carry, before we taka made it, that the street was over here, and they went out into the street. Now it's a bit different. The chotzer is over here, and this chotzer is the access to, that's the way he gets in, that's the way he gets in. That's Yidden and that's Goyim. So first let's look at the Movi. So if we want to make an Erev in the Movi, so the Mishabuya Chiddush, so the Mishabuya, like this. If you'd have the Movi you look at, just like we always have the Klal, that a Chotzer, you look at how many houses there are in it, to make. So in a movie, you look at how many chatzeiros are in it. So Mamela, let's come back to the ikadin of Hilchas Chiyus. And the ikadin of Hilchas Chiyus is that when you have one yid, here, one yid and one goy, no schiyus needed. One yid, two yid, one goy in the chotzer, schiyus needed. So the Mishabuah, the same thing is with Movi. Even though I've got 10 houses here, but when we look at the Movi, we don't look at how many houses, we also look at how many chatzeiros. One chotzer yid, one chotzer goy, you will not need schiyus from that goy to carry in the Movi. Because the same thing, because you got, you look at the Movi, is how many chatzeiros. One yid shechotzer, another yid shechotzer, and a goy, so then you already need schius. Because when you look at shtufa mevoyos, to connect these through there, you're saying, ah, how many people go through here? Two yidin and one goy. So mele, you'll need exactly the same as the houses into the chotzer, where one house with one yid has one goy. This is what the Mishmur says. Ulahoitzi mechatzeim lechotza akum derech hamovik shemusukim lecha veyon kedin if it's got mechitzas. Toli b'ze. Im lo yamovi zeh rachotza echot shel Yisrael muta. Because it's like one yid and one goy. Even though there's 10 houses in the chotza. But there's one chotza, yid. One chotza goy. Vim hoi shtei chatzeir shel Yisrael. If there's two chatzeir shel Yisrael, osa. Shar yo akum oi salem es hamovik shi yisrael menikim lo yikam sim shin sal sif alef. Do shteit in Mishmur. There's a chiddush in the Bi'alocha, which he says clearly before, he says clearly the Mechaber L'Chor doesn't hold like that, the way the Gaon learns, and that is, if we have such a case, let's go back to this case, and we have taka a chotza, and this chotza, you said we don't need anything, but let's say you're trying to carry from the chotza to the goyish chotza without the movi. So I'll miss out the movi. I'm going to carry from there to there. So we said before, oh, there's no drisa regal, it's all right. But those shoyim mezogen, maskim it's all right in this case because they go to Lee Street, they go to the other street. Meila, they've got no shaychas here. But you must remember, here they have a shaychas. They all have a shaychas. You want to make to be able to walk through there. You say, I'm not going to make shtufa mevoyos at all. I'm not. I don't care about that. What I do want is that this yiddish chotzer should carry in the goyish chotzer, and there's a pesach b'nein, so I can make a pesach and go through. But some Rishonim say, but there's a problem here. Because you're not going out like before. They go there to the street. But you do have shaychus with them. Because you do share the same movi. Therefore, even if you're not going to make shuv from a voice, you do have to have schius. Because you have too much shaychus in the street, you have a shared movi that alone makes you have a shaychus. Rishabu is a bit machmi for that shitter.
What do you mean if to get to Beanstalk, you'd have to go through Seagull Close?
Yeah, if you'd have to.
Yeah,
that's
the case.
Yeah.
The wouldn't be on Thumb, the end would be on Lee Street, and to get the going to
no,
get
not,
to
not just if, no, not if you have to. If you have to, then Avadi, they've got Drisa Regal. They've got Drisa Regal in your Chotza. You don't have to. You can go through the movie. You've got a shared movie. You don't have to go. This movie is everybody's. And I'm not even going to make it over in the movie. But you've got a shared movie between you. That also spoils it. Yeah? Not that they go to different streets. Avada, we are to ourselves, we are to ourselves. But because you got shared, then you can't chap around the goyish chotza edu. That's the end of this bialocha, different shit. That's a shrey bialocha. Oh, but Pashtus and Mechaber, he says himself, Mechaber state nishon say. As far as the Mechaber is concerned, if you don't have a shared access, you don't have a place where your mama shared, you don't need to make a schius from the goy. Ein so sich liskem an akim va tam you test le sich khamem leske le ich shdo am khot se khot be shtey khot se so yizul ifne mezu shak im over der khit soine she israel im doim sham that they go through each other that we gam ken khot se khot either go through or they live in one kvile kam se mis as your case was going through so that's mamish dirjet mas enke im shtey khot se elim shakhs va do af shmoy tsim as mom der khloim bis khashe be tsider sometimes he might walk through there and he lets you walk through but that's not his access and made a less lon ba. So this is, and that's what I said afterwards, the Bi'alocha says, that if you have a yid, a goy, and a yid, like we have nowadays, you can make an eruv between them, here's the street, and you can go through the goyisha without schius at all. Sif Dalet, hasoichem in ein Yehudi stam. Moil. You go to him and you say, I want to make schius, it helps. Ve'ein soich lefarish lo yishule hata atiltel. You don't have to explain shule hata atiltel, that I'm doing it for tiltel. Ve'ein soich lichtev shum ksiv ala schius, you don't have to make schius ala schius. Now this is, it's a bit ambiguous what he means. I'll tell you what it comes from. So machlokes in the Gemara whether schiris has to be schiris bria, a very strong schiris, or schwache schiris. So Rashi says a strong schiris means that you tell the guy, let's go back to the normal case. You got a chutzah and everybody lives together in the chutzah, so everybody has the equal rights in the chutzah. Now a few yidden and a guy, so you tell the guy I need schiris. So Rashi says you have to be able to, if the chiyuv would be to make schiris bria, you have to tell the guy, we want to use the chotzer, we want to come balabatim on the chotzer, we want to fill the chotzer one day on Shabbos, maybe with chairs and everything, and fill the whole chotzer. That's to show we're in charge here. You don't need that. We paskin, you don't need that. You don't need to be able to take over the chotzer for yourselves. The problem is, so what do you need? What is a shvaches schius that you do need? What's a schius ru'uya? So some rishonim say, oh, schius ru'uya means you'd have to make a shtar. That's the end of it. You don't have to write a shtar, you don't have to write anything, you just say, I'm being soicha. So what exactly are you being soicha? You're being soicha the right that the goy has got in the chotzer, that you'll be able to use it. But that doesn't mean the goy is not going to use it. That doesn't mean that if the goy says to you, excuse me, I want to park my car here, Andrew, you'll say, no, we made schiyus, we need this to play ball. It's a chanisht. Because schiyus ru'uya, that would be a strong schiyus. We pass you only schiyus ru'uya. It's very, very schwer in the achronim to find what does it mean. So the teretz is, if you think, all you're doing is you're telling the goy, we have a halacha, that we have to be able to carry in Shabbos, on condition we've been soicha from you. Please can we be soicha from you. If you find it difficult to say that to the goy, you don't have to say that. But the emes is you're doing very, very little. That's what I'm saying. You're doing very little. You're telling him as if to say, I'm soicha, that I can put something down in your rishus. But that's only when you're being soicha his house as well, which is not necessary. Yeah?
What
do you tell the guy? It's difficult. I'm saying difficult. No, that's what the Mechaber means when he says, "Ein soich lefarish loy shulahat tiltel." Because the emes is, that's all you're doing. The emes says the whole schius is that you're telling him, I'm a balabuse, that I've got the, because the halacha is, I have to rent from you to have a right, because my Torah says I have to rent from you to have a right to carry. I might be wrong, but that's what it came up from. I've learned this a few times. Because otherwise, you're not really taking anything from him. Yeah, you're taking from him a right, but he's still left with all his rights that he did have. Vein sorich lichtoiv, the day beschirus chalusha, velo beinon schirus bria. You don't need a strong schirus. All right.